This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Tuesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we leave with news that costs seem to be rising fast in both the US and China. But first we should note that the giant container ship that was blocking the Suez Canal has been refloated and moved under its own power to a passing lake where it will be inspected. Now the task is to clear the 437 waiting ships that built up over the past 7 days of this crisis. Industry experts say it will take 4 to 5 days to clear that backlog, but the work of the lawyers and insurers will take much longer to resolve. And the Dallas Fed is the latest American region to report a sharp improvement in the factory survey. New orders help power the survey to its highest level ever. But they also report fast rises in costs and payrolls. In Washington, a U.S. federal official has directly said it will not keep policy interest rates low to save the federal government budget costs, nor will it buy U.S. treasuries just to fund the federal government. The claim is that monetary policy only has economic goals and won't consider the fiscal impact on government. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, a very ugly liquidation is taking place. A fire sale of stocks from a large investor slammed global investment banks, which said they could incur substantial losses related to trades approaching $30 billion. This is a huge systemic risk. Credit Suisse and Nomura are especially at risk. The equity market slumped on the news, but has since recovered. In China, it is becoming clear that exporters there are raising prices sharply. Not only are shipping costs behind the shift, steel and aluminium prices are key contributors too, in fact most commodity prices. After being a source of global deflation for decades, the tide has turned in 2021 and buyers are expecting China to be a source of goods inflation. Real estate auction activity is surging in Australia. There were 3,791 homes taken to auction across the combined capital cities last week, the busiest auction week since the week ending the 25th of March 2018. With 10 new cases overnight, Brisbane has been plunged into a snap 3-day lockdown. The New South Wales government has urged its citizens to cancel Easter holidays in Queensland. In the UK, they're finding the City of London financial firms are mostly signing up to EU regulations to keep EU-related business. This is annoying British officials who actually can't do anything to stop the trend. In addition, a new trade fight is brewing between the US and the UK. The US Treasury 10-year yield is up 5 basis points today to 1.71%, and the price of gold starts today down $20 at $1,713 an ounce. Oil prices have risen by a bit more than 50 cents and are now just under $61.50 a barrel in the US, while the international price is just over $64.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today firmer at just on 70.1 US cents. Against the Australian dollar, we're also firm at 91.8 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're firm at 59.5 euro cents. That means our trade-weighted index opens today up at 72.6. Then the Bitcoin price will start today at $57,637 and up another 2.5% from this time yesterday. Volatility in the past 24 hours has been a high plus or minus 3.3%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.